Christian Hand has joined us in studio. He dissects the music so you don't have to. Christian, it's yours.
Hello, everybody. Let's get going, shall we, Andy? This is going to be a feel-good jam.
You know what I'm saying. Recorded right over here in Burbank.
Was it? Was it, what studio?
Warner Brothers Studios.
Word.
Word.
So it's the Doobie Brothers.
Nice.
Long train running.
Yeah, Doobie is, of course, a reference to... All right, so that's the whole track as we know it. So let's get to the good stuff. So this band actually features two drummers, which is Michael Hosshack and John Hartman in the rhythm department. I'm not sure if they're both playing. If they are, these guys are tighter than something that's really tight.
Yes.
On prom night. let's listen to the gentleman. Yes, they're playing some drums, and this is a groove. I listened to this for like 20 minutes in my house yesterday, cranked.
I bet your neighbors loved it.
Loved it.
Now, are the bongos being recorded at the same time the drum track is?
No, I think it's separate. I think and by all accounts, it's Mr. Templeman, the producer on the bongos, I think.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
It's great how it just kind of rolls behind you.
I mean, this groove is just...
That's a real tight snare.
Oh, yeah. Cuts through. All right, so I think we're starting to realize if you listen to these a lot, my favorite instrument is, in fact, the bass. And with this, interestingly, this was the first record that featured Taron Porter on bass, who brought a much funkier, and once again, the shadow of James Jameson hangs over the top of this jam because his groove is sick. So let's check this bass line out. It's like the theme to Night Court. All right, so let's let's put the drums and bass together, which is now my favorite thing because this is groovy. Like, who'd have thought? Like, this is like such a southern rock sort of like classic to think that it's actually based around like this funky jam.
That's a rhythm section.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know this song, if I remember correctly, was just an instrumental jam that they worked up on stage.
Yeah.
And somebody, Ted Templeman, went to him and said, "Hey, man, you should come up with some words."
Yep.
Christian, he has his drums toned tightly.
Yeah.
Even the toms are tight.
Yeah, it's a very... that does help cut through the mix when you start to layer a lot of business on, especially when it's in the highs to mid-ranges, which is where a lot of these instruments are going to lie. All right, so that's the rhythm section doing their business. Boom. So here's the guitar track is really interesting on this because this is the guitars that you all know and love right here.
I've never heard that part.
Yeah, the acoustic coming in there for breath.
So the chord, whatever they're doing there is absurd, man. Like the weird chords.
Alternate tuning. Yeah.
Thank you.
never heard that before. The guitars are doing exactly what the rhythm section is doing.
Yeah.
Now, is this with a pick or without?
I would imagine that's there's some fingers going on there for sure, because it's a little dull, but the electrics are definitely being, and they're being picked as well. That jazz business. Mm.
So hot.
All right, so this is really cool. When you dig into the mix, this is one of my favorite things, is finding these little jewels. When you dig into the mix, this is going the entire time. And now when you hear the song again, you'll now not be able to hear it. But Ted, had I been in the studio, you and I would have gone out and smoked a doobie, had a chat about it, and we'd have jammed this a little higher in the mix, because this is an extraordinary texture that you've never heard before. This is some Appalachian level.
That's finger picked.
Yeah. And what acoustic sound is that?
It's lovely.
Yep.
This is a song in its own right.
Yeah. It's gorgeous. And how they're doing, like, if you're on headphones on the left and right, they're doing two completely different things that are harmonizing with each other. And then they're going together, and then they're coming apart, and then they're going back together again.
And so far, everything you've played could stand on its own.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised if this is where the song began.
Right?
This is probably him on a
just
guitar, just picking it out.
This right
Christian,
here?
Christian, on a standard song, how long does it take to mix it?
It depends. You know, I mean, I can do one in a couple hours, or I've had some that have taken weeks, which is miserable, but you got to do it. All right, so what I did here is I put them all together, so now you can hear the old acoustics and the new acoustics that you've never heard before, and I put them up a little bit so you get to really understand how cool what that track is doing is. Changes the whole feel of the song. I mean, so good.
It's good. It makes it heavier to bring it up. I guess I can kind of see why he buried it a little bit.
It makes the groove different, too.
It really makes it
a little bit more of a bounce than the white people country dance, as I like to call it. All right, so here's the real gift. Here's the real gift. Let's listen to this. I mean. So here's the thing. When you listen to that, right, you think it's a wall of... Here's the first one. Well, that's all of them. Which track is that, Mike? Is that
it was 10? Should have been 9?
It should be, go to 9.
Apologize.
Here's the first one. Love. So that's the low one. Then the next one is this one. Without love. And the next one is this, which is exactly the same. But when you put all of them together, it'll make what sounds like 9,000 voices singing instead of just one low harmony and two doubled higher harmonies.
Who is Patrick Simmons in there, and who else?
Yeah, that's the whole. It's pretty much everybody from the crew. It's not obviously doesn't have Michael involved in it, but they clearly were you know, they were doing their own thing without him. So they had it dialed. So that's the background track, and this I think is actually the greatest track out of all of them. This is Tim, the lead singer, doing this business.
Oh.
I mean,
it's what?
So bad.
Good. We got time. Play it again because we got 5 minutes. Let's say that one more time before we go to him singing. Like the whole train horn.
Oh, yeah.
So good. Mm. All right, so just to prove that he can do anything he wants, he also sings. Did you know that? Doesn't he? Yeah, he sings and plays harmonica. So here he is with the lads. This
down
vocal.
Down around the corner, a half a mile from here, you see them old trains running, and you watch them disappear. Without love, where would you be now? Without love. You know, I saw Miss Lucy down along the tracks. She lost her home and her family, and she won't be coming back. Without love, where would you be right now? Without love. Well, the Illinois Central and the Southern Central Freight got to keep on pushing my mug, cause you know they're running late. Without love.
He almost sounds
where
black.
Would you be now?
Yeah. That's a funk vocal.
Blue-eyed soul.
Without love.
I love the, well, no, they're running late.
Central, yeah.
And the Southern Central Freight got to keep on pushing my mud. You know they're running late. Without love, where would you be now? Without love. Where pistons keep on churning and the wheels go round and round. And the steel rails are cold and hard, and the mile that they go down. Without love, where would you be right now? Without love, ooh, where would you be now?
I mean, it's like ridiculous. Come on. All right, so let's put it all together. Now, you'll hear the that little Appalachian guitar vibe really buried down there, and then they bring it up on the second verse a little more, but...
You really hear how that bing, 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 how that fuels the whole song.
Yeah. I never listened to that before. I never heard it.
Introduced the Doobie Brothers in Portland. I've never seen so much pot smoking by one band.
Oh, yeah. It's in the name.
Yeah. That thing. You gotta be high. Gotta be stoned to the bejesus to just sit in this thing. All right, well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, the Doobie Brothers. I hope you have a better understanding of how magnificent that little groove is. So dope.
I've never appreciated that song until now.
It's that's one of the things I'm really enjoying about this is the feedback I'm getting is like, especially with the Ozzy Osbourne one, people are like, oh, I just completely ignored Ozzy, and now I find it. And it's like, well, yes, this is it's music. What do you think? We just find it on the back of a truck and purchase it? It's like it's crafted for crying out loud.
Well, and another thing, I think maybe sometimes you hear songs like this a lot.
Yeah.
And there's a reason why you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's incredibly well-crafted
yeah.
art.
Yeah,
no. It stood the test of time for a reason.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And by the way, I'm going to... So I think next week, if it's cool, I'm gonna swing by and bring a little something-something that I'm concocting in the lab for you.
Ooh.
So
that's always fun.
All right.